Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So NBC's Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med are three of the hottest TV shows on television. And now in the spring of 2017, NBC will launch the fourth series, Chicago Justice. Now, Chicago PD is airing its season finale this Wednesday at 9 Central. And joining us to talk about three incredible seasons and the last episode of the year is the star of Chicago PD, and that's Jason Begay. Jason, great to have you back on the show, pal.
Great to be back here. Did you say great to have you back on the show, dog?
No, I did not. I did not.
Oh, I thought you did.
Great to have you on the show, man.
Now, like now, a dog is spelled with a W, D-A-W-G.
It would be the D-A-W-G. You are absolutely right. All right, dog, good to have you back on the show, my friend.
Thank you.
That's what LaRoyce usually calls me, is dog.
Dog. Yeah, he calls everybody dog. I think it's because he doesn't remember your name.
That could be. That could be. You know, I always try to think about and look back at the first time I ever saw my guest on, like, the big screen or on television. I think for me, seeing you on television, I think the first time maybe was Picket Fences.
You know, it was funny. I'll tell you something. I think, what was I, a district attorney?
Yeah.
I was something like that. And so most of my scenes were with Ray Walston, who was the judge, and he was well into his 80s.
Yeah, legend.
And the other lawyer was a great old actor from the New York Jewish Theater, a guy named Fivish Finkel.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, way up there as well. So it was a lot of fun, but Fivish was funny. He would say to me, Jason, you were beautiful in that scene, Lonely 50.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Those are some classic guys.
Oh, yeah. That's legendary actors right there.
Well, I was going to say, and I know you were, you were no stranger to Chicago even before Chicago PD because you were doing Chicago Hope back in the... Yeah, so Someone Must Peg You is a great representation of what our city's all about.
Yeah, well, one of my very first jobs, actually, as an actor in television was a pilot I did. This is a thousand years ago, but I was a guest star on a pilot called Johnny Ryan, starring Clancy Brown. And I was, just 25 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was a period piece. And I was, the one scene I had to do that I remember, I was a drunk cop. A drunk cop.
Right.
And I found myself on the roof of a building in only a T-shirt and underwear and wet. And it was the middle of the winter in Chicago when I shot that. And I believe I still have not thawed.
Nice way to break yourself into the city. I like that.
Yeah.
I hope I don't see any cops doing that, but it sounds like a memorable rule. No, I said, I hope I never see any cops really doing that, but it sounds like a memorable role.
Yeah, I was drunk and wet and cold.
Yeah. Now, the opportunity came to do Chicago Fire at first. How did that all come about? Was the intention of your character always meant to be on fire, or did they always look ahead and say, Jason is this great actor. We're going to build a series around him and do the Chicago PD?
Dick had come up with the idea of doing Chicago Fire, and that he thought if it did well, that he was planning on doing Seattle Fire, New Orleans Fire, kind of like, the NCIS.
CSIs,
but,
yeah.
I guess people responded to Voight and Antonio as they were introduced, and they decided to change the recipe. And now we've got 4 shows in Chicago.
I know, that's amazing. And I would think that, you know, the way Dick looked at this is he's got the production teams out here, he's got the people here, and it's such a successful franchise. What's next after Justice then? Would that be Streets and Sands? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking if this thing goes like 10, 15 years, if it's like, the Law and Order.
Yeah.
And I think we'll probably, at least I'll be the lead on Chicago Hospice.
I like it. That's great. Why not? Chicago Hospice.
You know what could be a cool one, though? I think that would really fit in, because they all kind of fit in together. But if there was another, which I have no idea if they even have an idea. But you know what could be interesting, and it seems to me could be watchable? Chicago Mob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that. I mean, you think about The Sopranos. And, you know, what was the series with Dennis Farina? There was kind of Crime Story was a big movie here. I think it was maybe the late 80s, early 90s that captured a little of that. And it was, you know, a big show. I like that idea. And like more of a throwback show. Are you thinking more of a throwback show or more of something from today?
Well, what's interesting, I mean, you know, cops and firefighters and people in hospitals and in the legal world of Chicago, the state's attorney's office, they all do work together. And it would be interesting to fold in, you know, the other side. And they work together, but not necessarily in a... They don't work together, but they're,
sure,
they're in the same universe.
Sure.
The law, the hospital, I don't know about the fire. But there's a possibility there. I think it's a pretty good idea.
Absolutely.
I'm copywriting it.
I like it. You should. You should secure that. You absolutely should.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you played police officers before. What is it about the particular job, a police officer, that continues to draw you to these roles?
Well, I think the roles are kind of drawn to me also. Every actor has their own particular casting. We like to think, we can do anything, but there's certain things that are kind of more suited to us. And I my voice and I guess the way I come off is a kind of, serious mm-hmm. kind of thing. I don't know what. And I think that, you know, the fact that I've played so many cops over the years, I also have learned a lot. One of the first things you have to do as an actor when you're getting a role is, you know, what's his job?
Right.
Because, a lawyer responds to the world differently than a cop or a chef or an artist. And so the mindset you have to get of the job. And so I've had a lot of experience playing them. So now it's kind of something that's, you know, deeply embedded in my wheelhouse.
Well, plus when you took the role on as Voight, did you went through some training and so forth with the Chicago Police Department, because there's always consultants on set to keep it real.
Yeah. Well, one of our I would say in many ways the heartbeat of the show is our technical advisor, a guy named Brian Lucci. And he helps with the writing, and he's not officially, but may as well be a producer. And certainly he's, the critical eye for us actors in terms of the nuts and bolts procedural aspect of executing the police work.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps it grounded. It keeps the show in some sense of reality.
Well, I tell you, I hear a lot from cops that they really, really like that part of the show because they watch stuff and they say, oh, that's bold. Nobody'd ever do that. Oh, that was a big mistake. And rarely do we get that kind of a comment, and that's almost entirely thanks to Lucci.
Sure. Well, I tell you, I mean, I absolutely love the show. We first met at the Broadcast Museum on the board for the Broadcast Museum when the show first launched. We had the cast of PD and Fire, and I was telling Joe Minoso this last week that, you know, I think we had this huge advertising plan to promote this event of having you guys come down and do a Q&A with Dick Wolf, and what ended up happening is we aired one commercial and we sold out in 6 minutes. That's how popular the show is.
That's cool. I can't believe it took 6 minutes. I would have thought more like, 14 seconds. We're going to have to leave 6 minutes, man. That's terrible.
But you had fan screening like the Beatles hit the stage. I mean, there were people went crazy when you guys hit the stage. I mean, you guys, you know, are, I'm sure, recognized, of course, when you're out in the street. But, you know, we don't have a lot of regular shows from the past that have been filmed here on a regular basis, so we kind of embrace you guys.
Well, yeah, there's definitely a lot of love and support. As a matter of fact, I got off the plane. I don't know how this happened, but sometimes there must have been some leaking going on. It's kind of abated, but there was, every time I arrived in Chicago, I had a line of people with pictures of me, you know, that they wanted to have me sign their picture, take a picture. Mm-hmm. You know, this kind of thing, which is flattering. And sometimes people want a hug, and that's fine. I give a hug. But this lady asked me, I signed a picture, and then she looked, there was something about her. I felt like, okay. And she said, may I have a hug, please? And I said, okay, but I was, something seemed off.
Uh-huh.
So I gave her a nice kind of professional hug, and she licked my face with a wet tongue.
Oh.
Like it was like a lab had gotten hold of. And
that's nice.
So, yes, there's different ways of expressing that love.
I guess so. It comes with the price of fame, I guess.
Yeah.
So, big season finale this Wednesday night. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to see.
What happens, really, I guess, of what I can say is, it starts off with a murder victim, very kind of gruesome circumstance, and in short order, it becomes apparent that my character's son, is connected very closely to the murder victim, and that's a baffling. He had a troubled kind of youth, but
sure.
Nothing like murder.
Sure.
And what's the connection? So as I'm trying to, with my team, you know, figure this out, we find Justin in the same condition as the murder victim, in the same gruesome way, and he's in critical condition, rushed to the hospital. And of course, Voight, as he's wanted to do, responds and reacts, I suppose, in his own particular way, which is, I don't give a hoot. About what the rules are or what's protocol.
Which is your character.
At the bottom of this, and I am going to get justice, and I'm going to do it right now. And that's a compelling thing, and somewhat of a scary, unpredictable thing to be around when Boyd is in that particular mindset.
Yeah, but I think that's what we like about your character. It's edgy, it's gritty, and you're willing to take some chances to do what's right.
Well, he doesn't even look at it as a chance. He's just a dog with a bone. There's no thought.
Yeah.
It's hungry eat. It's very kind of reptilian.
Well, and that's all this Wednesday night at 9 Central on NBC. I got to mention one more thing. Your family, even though you were born in New York, you know, you're living in Chicago part-time, your family's in California, you have a big connection to the state of Illinois. Your great-grandfather, he was the governor of the state of Illinois.
Well, I played for the state's attorney of Chicago. I think district attorney, state's attorney. And then governor of Illinois and senator
of
Illinois as well. Yeah, my grandmother apparently was the last child to be born in the Illinois State House.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I was going to say this is all turn of the century. Charles Deanin.
Charles Deanin, yeah. I'm Jason Deanin Begay.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Big Chicago connection.
Very, very deep. And my brother lives there in Rogers Park. So it's nice to have at least some family there while,
yeah,
while
you're out here.
Yeah.
Well, the season finale of Chicago PD airs Wednesday at 9 Central on NBC. Jason, always a pleasure. Enjoy some time off this summer, my friend.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you next year.
All right, sounds good. All right, top stories are next on 720 WGN.
Look for me.
I'm telling you, these girls, they come to me. They don't like the path they're on. I give them a chance to start over, make some cash.
So what's this for?
Scare tactics.
Yeah, I've heard of those. Me? I prefer actual physical violence. Yeah. Yeah. Look at me. Hey, look at me. Where's Sarah Fraser?
I'm just a middleman. I bring in the girls, but I don't run them.
Give me a name.
If he knows, I've been pinched. She's gone already.
A name.